Vanessa Brown sits among the potted flowers of her porch overlooking the busy Main Street in Bethel. Inside, on the floor of her home office, lies a handful of green folders representing cases she's taken in her first year of law practice. Like many first-year jobs, it's had its rewards and stresses.
Sometimes I question whether or not this is really what I want to be doing. Other times, it seems like I can't imagine doing anything else.
Brown says she's not sure she would have made it without the assistance of a new program called the Lawyer Incubator Pilot Project. The project is a collaboration between the Vermont Law School and the state's Bar Association. Mary Ashcroft of the Bar Association says it's filling a number of needs. One is to make sure legal help isn't too far away.
We have a lot of attorneys who are nearing retirement age and who are retiring. Many of them are in rural communities, and they are sometimes the only attorneys there.
Ashcroft says another goal of the incubator project is to provide services to those who can't afford a lawyer.
There are an increasing number of people going to court without any representation and not so good results.
The young lawyers in the project are required to provide some free-of-charge pro bono services and low bono work that pays a limited amount. Kate Thomas, an incubator project lawyer in Rutland, says building a practice and paying off school debt while providing free or low-cost services is a delicate balancing act. Thomas says it's hard to imagine getting her solo practice off the ground at all without the support of the incubator project.
I would never, ever do this without some kind of supervision. You leave law school really ready to now learn how to be a lawyer. And traditionally, you then join a firm, and the elder people at the firm take you under their wing and teach you the ropes.
Margaret Berry, an associate dean at the Vermont Law School, says hiring by law firms has slowed significantly, so graduates need other opportunities. Berry and the Bar Association's Mary Ashcroft are the team behind the incubator project. They provide weekly legal advice, and they organize sessions on managing a law practice. This is the incubator project's first year, and three graduates were chosen to participate. Berry says each had to show they had a plan for a viable practice.
We want you to be thinking of that business plan. We want you to think about how you're going to build your connections in the community. All of these pieces that we wanted to make sure were central as they launched themselves into practice.
Erica Lewis is the third incubator project lawyer. In Randolph, where she's in practice, she's joined the local Rotary and she's coaching soccer and track. Like the other two lawyers, Lewis works out of a home office. With less than a month in practice, she's taken on three cases so far. Lewis says watching her bottom line can be unnerving in these early days when there's not much coming in.
I know Einstein said the only reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at once. So I'm trying to keep that mantra in my mind and just be patient.
That patience and optimism is what the Incubator Project hopes to nurture in these and future law school graduates as a way to provide them with opportunities and clients with legal help. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.